My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Can I wish just a nice hello across the sea to Christian Maschella. He's an Italian Benin Woods Padres fan. He's in Italy right now. He's in
not on vacation.
Not on vacation. Lives, he lives in Italy.
Wow. So we have Welsh Fryer.
Yes,
coming out.
He's on his way.
And now we have an Italian Padres fan.
Yeah. Welcome to the welcome to San Diego, Christian. You ever come to town, you let us know. And of course, if we ever come to Italy, we'll stay with you. We'll have a great time eating all the delicious foods and whatnot.
And he streams us in the mornings on YouTube, puts you on our TVs at home. Watch Ben and Woods as you're getting ready for work or school or your day. But also, Paulie, just let me know that we have a growing audience on Twitch.
Yeah.
So if you're joining us right now on Twitch, thank you very much.
How's it going?
You know, maybe we need to spend more time on Twitch.
Maybe.
Right now, I'm at a total of 0 minutes and seconds on Twitch, I think.
Yeah, don't put... We distribute the show to Facebook, YouTube, 97.3's YouTube, Twitch.
We make it as easy as possible.
There used to be more, even more as well. So I can't really get in there and control all five or whatever platforms. So I kind of leave Twitch, just stream the show out there, and that's about it. And then I looked and I go, as many people watching on Twitch right now as we do on YouTube.
Did you hear what he said, though?
Yeah, I did.
We need to...
We...
That's what do you
why,
do
that's
on
why
Twitch?
I started talking about all of the work that I do
I know,
on
but
the
what,
streams.
I just don't,
need
when,
to,
what do we do on Twitch? I know what Twitter does. I tweet. But what
you
do you Twitch?
Tweet.
Do you Twitch? Do you send a Twitch? Do you
I don't know.
Post
you
a
broadcast.
Twitch?
You broadcast.
Well, we're doing that then.
But there's probably people commenting that we're not responding to.
Are there comments on Twitch?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's really no different than, like, I mean, it is different, but it's very similar to, like, streaming on YouTube.
We need to do a better job.
You know, I'll wear that. That's my fault.
That's on you?
Yeah.
All right, I'll handle...
Ben's got enough on
his plate.
It's always
good to see you accepting
responsibility. Ben does so much.
I like that he said, I've got 0 hours, 0 minutes
logged
on Twitch.
Logged on Twitch.
How many hours or minutes do you have on the other platforms that aren't named
Twitter? I have a lot on Twitter.
That aren't named Twitter.
Not as much.
One might say zero.
I don't know, how do you do multiple social
it's
media?
It's hard. It takes a lot of work.
Time.
It's a lot of work that we don't,
We have a tier one Discord.
Yeah, I'm
which
out
is
of
basically
that.
Social media.
Yeah.
And it's...
Discord and Twitch are different things.
Correct.
Yeah, Twitch is more like a chat room message board, more like a message board type setup.
There's, what's
How's
the
our
other
TikTok
one? TikTok.
Doing?
Well, we had the one. I'm still getting comments on that Nick Castellanos one, by the way.
Yeah, it's very hard to go live on TikTok. We'll get there eventually.
How's our LinkedIn page looking? Are we making a lot of connections? Job recommendations for us?
I'll update our LinkedIn page next year when it's contract negotiations.
TJ said Discord is wild. And then Guzzinator said Discord is popping. It's a lot, man.
It's fun. They have like 40 different channels, though. Like
right.
During Padres game. talk on this one during the Ben and Wood show. Go talk on this channel during the weekends. Go talk on this channel. If you want to talk about video games, go to this channel. Like, there's, it's a lot. It's kind of overwhelming. I stay out for the most part on Discord. I'll get tagged in things and I'll go back and see it.
I deleted the app because I will sit there all day and I have to, you have to monitor it. You know, it's a lot of work to do this and, you know, but, yes. We do need to do more. We, the collective we, need to do more.
I mean, I haven't posted on X in over a year because I know Woods will go in there and he'll respond to everybody. Every single person.
Our Instagram, Ben and Woods, private messages. I lay in bed at night. I'm like, yep. No kidding. 100%. Yep. Heart.
So genuine of you.
Well, I mean, it's like you want, they send something and you have to heart. Like, I don't want to just ignore it. Is that better than just not responding? I think it is.
I don't know.
At least they know I saw it.
I mean, I try when I'm on Twitter, I'll try to hit likes anytime someone responds to me, but I don't even get to all of those. There's only so many hours in the day.
I'll check my requests on Instagram, and if it's like somebody that I don't follow or whatever, and they write something, I'll give it the double tap.
Now, Mark says, I'm still waiting for your response from my letter I sent in the mail. You say that maybe as a joke. I don't know if you're kidding or not.
We need an unpaid college student to handle
here
all of this.
He is. Welcome. Yeah.
Trevor sitting in the studio didn't know that he was going to be responding to all of my social media posts,
Trevor,
for the next three or 4 years.
Get your ass to work right now. Yeah, it's funny. It's not funny, but I actually, like, when we were in our last marriage counseling session, I was talking to her about, like, I'm being pulled in a lot of different directions. And Hannah's like, you have to say no and you have to ignore it. And I'm like, I'm not wired that way.
I get that too. Shelley always said, you have to say no more. You have to, you know, you have to say no. You can't do all those things.
It's hard.
And you do more than I do.
Yeah, it's hard. It's really hard to do. And I'm such a, like, a people pleaser. I wish I wasn't, but
which reminds me, we've got our member stream tomorrow.
Yes, we do.
For all the members in the chat, if you're not signed up as a tier one full member, you can do so and join us for our live stream tomorrow evening at 6:30. All no holds barred.
Yeah,
anything goes.
Literally,
on the member stream.
Ben may show skin on the member stream. You don't know. You're usually at work though, and
I am at work.
Yes. I will say
we'll be at work tomorrow too
about the membership. He always wants to talk sports on the member stream, and we try to avoid.
Oh God!
It's, I mean, he will get into the weeds on the Aztecs and the Chargers and name it. You name it.
You say I should always be myself. Well, that's myself.
I know it is.
Talking
I was trying
sports.
To broaden you a little bit.
It's not going to work.
I know.
You've tried for 6 years.
I've tried for 6 years. Yeah. I think I've done a pretty good job. But.
So, sports.
Or Rhino Report.
Sounds good.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Rhino Report.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report with Paul Rindle.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Rindle Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a
All right.
I mean, even the Rindle Report is 67% sports.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah. And somebody asked, Jake said, well, why don't you guys live stream the Padres games? That's why. He is why we don't live stream the Padres games.
Stare at the Padres
games. Well, no, but he does the play-by-play. We're talking, telling a story. Somebody asks us a question. We answer it. Ben's like, yeah, it's a ground ball. Xander Bogaerts. Looks like he's got
we're
this
in three different locations.
Somebody might
be a pitch behind.
I said, dude, it is. I go, we don't do it because it's awful.
What are they, 11:15 tomorrow, first pitch? We specifically
pick tomorrow.
Tomorrow night.
After the game.
Yes.
That's exactly why. Because he will stretch his play-by-play legs during those.
All right. We've got a couple of stories here in sports media. We will start off with an announcement from earlier this morning. Netflix has announced their newest sports series. It is basketball. It's called The Starting Five. It's going to be a 10-part series, and it's going to At first, I thought it was going to be for the upcoming year, like a Hard Knocks. It's going to be that Hard Knocks style, but looking back at the last season, and they're following five of the top players in the league. Throughout the season, on and off the court, injuries, family life, pre-post-game, all of that. And so LeBron James is the biggest name.
That's a big one, I'd say, to get.
Anthony Edwards.
Okay, fascinating guy.
Jimmy Butler.
Fascinating guy.
Jason Tatum, just won a championship. Yeah. And Domantas Sabonis.
Get the different cultures.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There are so many sports documentaries and shows now.
It's
the golden age.
It's like when reality shows hit.
Yeah.
It was like one came and then two, and then you're like,
too many.
There's too many. They're gonna flood the market. I mean, like, think about Full Swing, right? I loved the first season of Full Swing. I couldn't stop watching it. They had a couple of episodes with a couple of characters, like Matt Fitzpatrick. I'm like, bro, I'd rather watch somebody eat cereal than listen to any more Matt Fitzpatrick content. He's the most boring human on the planet. Nothing against him. Great golfer. I was like, it turned me off.
There's only so many stories out there. I mean,
right. And so I go, and season two starts. I watch 5 minutes. I was like, I can't do this again, man. I just can't do it. The Red Sox one's going to be phenomenal. It's something I've been begging for years. Behind the scenes of baseball, they never let you in.
They expanded Hard Knocks to
the worst
off season with the New York Giants. And I didn't watch it, but people said it was actually pretty
good.
I heard it was one of the best ones they've had in years. I didn't catch
any of that. Now, of course, they're doing the Bears with the training camp like they always do. I mean, and there's millions now.
But the documentaries if you watch the Steve McNair one, it's only an hour.
Yeah. It's the Untold series.
It's unbelievable.
I mean, remember when ESPN did 30 for 30? That was 30 documentaries. They're probably at 800 at this point with the number they've done.
Steve McNair was
wild story.
Dating a girl. The girl still shared an apartment with her boyfriend. Okay? Her boyfriend was the biggest Tennessee Titans fan and the biggest Steve McNair fan there was.
Her ex-boyfriend.
They broke up, but they still shared an apartment. Right. They had a lease. So she's bringing Steve McNair over. He's like, I can't even watch football anymore. My wife brings home Manny, and I'm still living in the house. And I'm like, how's it going? How you doing?
Probably
good to see
you. More likely Jake, but
Well, you know what I'm saying. Manny's my favorite player. Yeah. So, and I'm sitting there like, how do I root for the Padres anymore? How do I root for... How do I root for baseball? He goes, I can't even watch football anymore.
He's like, I gave up my tickets.
I'm done. It is so good. It's so good. Check that out.
Sticking in sports media, you guys all saw the reports. Jason and Travis Kelce and their podcast, New Heights. I've only been doing it a couple of years, and the heights that podcast reached were ridiculous. It was the number one podcast. Yeah. During the season especially, they are very good. I've seen clips. I've never actually listened to the podcast, but I know they do it. Like, during the season, you do get, especially two brothers playing in the NFL, you get a lot of that behind-the-scenes stuff during the year. And, my God, they have just signed on with Wondery, the network owned by Wondery. Amazon, for $100 million over 3 years.
So that essentially means that someone thinks that their podcast, because we're essentially doing a show like they are, is like a billion times better than our show.
Correct.
Would you say that that's true? Are the Kelce brothers 1 billion times better and more worthwhile than Ben and Woods?
Yeah.
I mean, I know they've got a big name. They've got a good reach. But really, a billion times better.
Yeah,
probably.
I mean,
like, what? You're talking about, like, radio mechanics? No, absolutely not. I mean, but as far as audience reach?
No one's a billion times better at anything than anyone
Who's
else.
Who's listening to that, though?
To their podcast?
Football fans? Is it football fans with
now,
these?
I think in the last year, they'd, like, quadrupled their market.
Yeah, with Taylor.
With Travis dating Taylor Swift. But he's also one of the top players. He's a first ballot Hall of Famer.
$100 million.
Going for a three-peat in the Super Bowl. I mean, there's...
So if one of us started dating Taylor Swift, we would immediately
We'd have more than 300 people on Twitch watching
probably.
Us.
Probably.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Who's gonna take one for the team?
Not me. Very happy.
It's Travis Kelce still living there? And he's like, I used to be a huge Ben and Woods fan. Now I can't even.
Yeah.
My girlfriend's bringing home Ben Higgins.
Imagine that. Well, I mean, yeah, never mind. Just keep moving on.
All right. Finally, we have talked about this in the past, airplane etiquette. And, you know, there's always, not always, but typically you'll see somebody maybe go hit the food court on their way to boarding the plane. Yep. And they'll bring like Panda Express or Wendy's or Chipotle or something. Like, that person should be on the no-fly list.
Yeah,
I firmly...
Is it because it smells too bad or too good?
No, bad.
It doesn't smell as good as you, like, think. It's
not
it's
in a tube. It doesn't smell good. If you're not eating it, it doesn't... It's like Doritos. I love Doritos. But if somebody else eats Doritos near me and I'm not eating Doritos, they get a shot to me.
What's the best smell out there, though?
Cinnamon.
Cinnamon roll.
Cinnamon roll. You like want to bring cinnamon on the plane?
If someone brought, like, a tray of cinnamon rolls, but you didn't get to eat them.
Right.
Wouldn't that be just as miserable?
No.
Like, the whole plane smells like cinnamon.
That'd be amazing.
Freshly baked cinnamon rolls the entire flight.
It smells incredible.
Well, I've got a new one here, and I think this person should be not just on the no-fly. They should be arrested, life in prison. There is a woman who went viral for making bread dough while on a plane. She was sitting in her seat. I'm talking mixing bowl, ingredients, the whole thing. And she was making sourdough bread on her flight to Spain. Now, at first, I was like, I guess that doesn't sound too harmless. Then I saw the video, which I'm putting it up on our stream right now. And, I mean, we're talking, like, the mixing bowl, all of the equipment. She's just sitting there.
How'd she get it all through security?
I mean, it's not bad. It's not illegal, I guess, to carry a mixing bowl onto the plane with you. Right? Anything you can fit in your carry-on bag?
Right.
Flour, a big thing of flour.
Flour.
Yeast.
Yeast. Starter, if it's sourdough.
Kneading the dough. If that gives you
something
to do,
kill some time on the flight.
I'd lose my mind if I was sitting next to this person.
I don't know. I mean, freshly baked bread is another one of those great smells.
I'm going to say this. Sourdough's overrated. I'll say it. I wear it. It's overrated. It's overrated. Doesn't taste that good.
Okay, so like sourdough, like sandwich bread, I agree with
pass.
You. If you've got like a hot sourdough roll with fresh
tastes like
butter,
feet. Tastes like feet.
You like the taste of feet?
No, I like.
That's why you like Cholula. You said it tastes like feet. You've said this before.
I also like feet.
You also like feet.
Maybe you're right. I just don't. I think it's overrated. Damn it. Diesel just got me.
Uh-huh. Yep.
There's one exception to every rule. It's the sourdough jack from Jack in the Box. It's delicious. That's slathered in butter, grilled.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Hot sourdough with fresh butter. You get those rolls. You go to a restaurant that brings you that basket of hot sourdough rolls and the little pats of butter.
I just think there's so many better options, I think.
Than that?
Yeah. Parker House, I think, is a better roll.
Parker House is great.
Biscuits are a better
biscuits?
Bread.
No.
Yeah. King's
no.
King's Hawaiian.
No.
Delicious.
No.
Yeah. Biscuits are better.
King's Hawaiian rolls are great, but they're cold. You're not going to
heat them up.
Heated up 100%. King's Hawaiian rolls.
Yes. Correct.
Wow. I can't believe she made this on the plane. I'm watching. Yeah. There it is on the thing. She said salt. She's kneading it in her seat, just playing with it. It's pretty harmless, though.
Mazon, what about soup in a sourdough bowl? A bread bowl?
Overrated.
Really?
Yeah, overrated.
Clam chowder in a sourdough bread bowl.
Pretty over. I'll eat it. I'll eat it. Don't get me wrong. But if I had my choice, I'd probably just take another type of bread, I think. Wouldn't you? But so where did she bake it? Or did she?
Yeah, how did it get baked in one of the little tiny ovens?
I'm sure she took care of that after. She was just making the dough.
Well, they have those little ovens on the plane in the galley.
Do you mind heating this up for me?
I don't think they're allowed to use. You can use.
You can't ask the flight
passenger.
You just push the button and you say, can you bake my bread?"
Yeah. Have you never heated up King's Hawaiian rolls?
I don't think so.
Oh my God, they're so good. So good.
Now, somebody in the comments of that video that went viral said, hey, what about anybody on the plane that's like allergic to wheat or any of the ingredients?
Well, she's not like throwing it on them.
You can be exposed to it. I don't know.
To wheat?
You can't avoid.
I'm not allergic to anything. I don't know.
I'm not either.
I mean, you don't need somebody next to you throwing it around on an airplane.
I think you actually have to throwing it around. Eat the wheat.
Here, do a bump of this wheat that I brought on. weird. That's just a weird.
I can't go looks to the really super, cute. I'm allergic
don't
to do this on a
I can't
plane.
Go to the supermarket.
It's a closed place, and somebody could suffer from intoxication. The flour can easily fly and spread. Just don't make bread on an airplane.
Right? Yeah, I thought that was it. I thought that was it.
Didn't know that needed
didn't know
to be said.
Like, why do we have to say that?
There's probably a boudin in the airport right there.
Yeah,
anyway,
boudin.
Yeah,
yeah,
whatever it is.
Boudin, boudin, whatever. I thought it went unsaid that you didn't have to. I often like to clean my fish on planes that I catch on my trips, and I bring my knife out of.
Well, you can't get the knife past.
That's true. That's true.
Just a personal griddle.
Yeah, right. Like, what are we doing, man? It's just clout. Everything is just for clout. That's it.
Make some fajitas.
You guys cool with this? Fajitas. It's so stupid, man. It's just so stupid. I don't get it. I don't get it. Why are we doing this? Everybody forgets that there are other people around you. Have some self-awareness. I'm begging you. Yeah, peanuts. That's the only thing I think yes. You have to worry about flying around to, like, expose somebody to.
Weren't people allergic to peanuts when, you know, every airline handed everybody peanuts?
Peanuts everywhere.
On the plane?
Peanuts,
I mean,
flying around?
For, like, most of my life.
Probably
everybody
why they
got,
stopped doing that.
Yeah, yeah, but... I mean, did they? How many people did they kill in the 50 years that they were doing it?
Wesley says, let me marinate my meat while I'm landing. We're going to a big barbecue. I'd like to marinate this carne asada as I fly. Everyone cool with that? It's just so stupid. Hibachi, yeah. I mean, doesn't make any sense. It's really getting to me these days.
Thank All you, right, Pauly. Stay tuned. We got our look ahead. Padres,
Thank you,
Cardinals,
for ruining my day.
Continuing their series. More coming up after a check of Kelly's traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
You sit in traffic now, but later there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Put Adam on in here?
Just checking on our computer issues and stuff. The Houston Astros are picking up Dodgers cast-off Jason Hayward.
Yes.
For the stretch run. We talked about that last week, whether we'd be interested or not. We said pass.
No, we're good.
And apparently they did pass, but he is reportedly, hasn't been officially announced yet, going to sign with the Astros, who look like, to me, Woods, one of the more dangerous teams heading now into the stretch run. They've expanded their lead over the Seattle Mariners, who continue to struggle. They lost again yesterday, I believe, didn't they? To the Rays, I think.
Who did?
The Mariners.
Yes.
And the Astros look like they're going to probably cruise into the playoffs, can get nice and set up every single... They actually have a pitching problem. They have too many good pitchers right now. Like, in the playoffs, they're going to have to narrow it down because they have like six guys who are throwing well for them at the moment.
The Astros have lost two in a row, according to this.
They did lose to the Phillies yesterday. Aaron Nola shut him out for seven innings.
But they were a team that was gone. They were done.
Yeah.
Like, they were dead, buried. Bregman wasn't hitting. Nobody was hitting. And look at them now, 70-62, 8 games over .500. It's one of those things where, like, we kind of made it a point in the offseason to not come on these airwaves and say, just relax, Padres fans. It's early. Think about how many unknowns we had on our team. There's no way you could have looked at this and said, hey, relax, guys, it's early. They needed to play with a sense of urgency. They really didn't. They just stayed consistently wanting to get better throughout the season. The Astros, Benny, they've been there so many times. I bet you the faith in that clubhouse never wavered one time that they had the right guys in place to get the job done. And look at them now. There's a lot of teams like that around baseball right now. But they really stand alone. And nobody who wants to face the Astros in the playoffs.
It's interesting because, you know, a baseball schedule, like a football schedule, is much when you play a team as who you play. The beginning of the season, the Astros and the White Sox had the two worst records in the American League. Padres played both of them on their final homestand coming up in September in about 3 weeks. Now, Houston looks like a really dangerous team. You would have loved to have played them in April or May.
100%.
The White Sox still are horrifically bad, but those two teams have gone in completely different directions. But there was a point in the season where you could have thrown a blanket over their two records. In fact, I think the White Sox might have been ahead of them at one point in the season. And now, of course, they're probably 60 games behind the Astros. Padres still have both of those teams left on their schedule.
But think, there's another team, the Atlanta Braves, man. Again, 2 weeks ago, they're done. They're 8-2 in their last 10. I mean, it's insane. Oh, we play the Tigers soon? Guess who's won eight out of 10 games? 5 in a row. It's playing them at the right time is so key.
But
you don't know when that's going to be.
But you might be catching the Cardinals at a kind of a good time.
Correct.
Right now. They seem to be weakening and perhaps seeing their season
fading.
Slipping away
over
these four games. And we'll see if the Padres can keep it going.
Did anybody on this planet not think Tommy Pham was going to deliver last night? I had to
didn't deliver either of the two games. He got in late both of the games.
Yep, I put my head in my hands because I just knew Tommy Pham was going to get a knock there. Didn't. Cade instead. And it was lovely to see. But that in and of itself spoke volumes to me about how different this season has been. Because last year, Tommy Pham, two-run bomb. For sure. But yeah, man, I just, somebody asked if we talked about bringing Diaz to the main roster. He played last night. I think he hit a double.
Oh, he did? Okay.
In his debut.
Triple A,
I think. And so, yeah, he smoked a double apparently. I don't know. Campy had a couple more moments last night. He also had some really good moments last night. Drove in the tying run, had a couple of key blocks in the game, late in the game. So I don't know what their plan is with Diaz, but again, he's not going to sign here if he doesn't think he can get playing time and be on a postseason roster.
He didn't sign here just for one last week
in El Paso. Yeah, that's exactly right. He expects to be on this team soon.
This hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Floor & Decor. Unbeatable prices, unmatched in-stock selection. Floor & Decor has more styles of laminate, vinyl, tile, wood, and stone for anyone looking for the right look at the right price. Your next beautiful space is at Floor & Decor. Floor & Decor, unbeatable prices, unmatched in-stock selection. All right, we will look at today's interesting matchup in Game 3 of this four-game series between the Padres and St. Louis Cardinals in our final segment that is coming up next with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan. We'll be right back. I keep stressing my mind. Congratulations to Ken. Heard the sounder. Called in. Won the tickets to see Kansas at Humphrey's by me coming up on September 22nd. You can get your own tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Keep listening. I think tomorrow and Friday we've got a couple more pairs to give away with our call in to win Sounder this week for the Kansas tickets at Humphreys. And then don't forget, we're off on Monday.
Yeah, buddy.
It's a national legal holiday. Labor Day.
We have to be. This isn't, I'm not going on vacation or anything. Ben's not going on vacation.
It's not Paulie's favorite holiday. That, of course, is Memorial Day.
Yeah. Love Memorial Day.
Love's a good Memorial
Day. That's his favorite holiday of the year. Bless you.
Ooh, sorry about that. Thank you.
Where did that come from?
I don't know. I do not know.
Peanut allergy?
Peanut allergy. Probably throwing wheat around in here.
Baking bread careful. While I...
Yeah.
Careful.
Here's a radio show.
Sorry about that.
All right. Let's look ahead to the matchup tonight, Game 3, the Padres-Cardinals series. We'll do that after our last check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. So we're all hoping, I'm sure Joe is as well, that he is just as locked in as he was on Friday night against the New York Mets when he gets back out onto the mound later today in St. Louis. Another 4:45 start, 3:45 EcoWater SoCal pregame show as Joe Musgrove takes the mound. He was so good in that start. He was pretty good in his first two starts off the injured list, but man, what vintage ideal Joe in his last start. Bottle it. Hold on to it for the next 2 months, and we'll enjoy that World Series parade at the end of the year. Because he looked pretty much unbeatable in his last start. Now, will that hold? Will it not hold? I've got no idea. You know, hopefully, though, whatever Joe feels got locked in, you know, on the mound, he'll be able to recreate that tonight and going forward as much as possible the rest of the season.
Yeah, it's going to be another toasty one, not quite as bad. The humidity may be worse, though, because it's supposed to dump rain there in St. Louis a little bit today. You saw Dylan Cease last night having a little bit of struggle getting a grip on the ball. You know, the same can be said for Joe Musgrove. He needs to spin it to be successful. You know, when he was spinning it Friday. I mean, just disappearing.
The command though, was so good.
It just, for Higgy and him to be on the same page like that was just incredible to watch. It's such a aesthetically beautiful game that he pitched on Friday night. I mean, my God, it was just perfect. The offense showed up, the whole thing. So this team is playing with a lot of confidence, man, a lot. So listen, don't panic if he gets down early. Don't panic if you can't locate early. He's going to make adjustments.
Now you've got me worried. I wasn't going to panic. Why did you even bring it up?
I'm just saying. If these guys have shown us anything, man, it's their ability to fight. And that, you know, you'd like to see them, the starters, get off to a bit of a better start every game. I mean, it does. You can't play from behind every time. But I do feel like this team, especially, they grind, man. And two runs is nothing. You know, two runs is nothing for those guys. They've found an ability to limit damage too, Ben, avoid a lot of big innings, knock on wood, keep all that rolling tonight with Joe. And you know, the bullpen's probably, they're wrapping up that stretch of 18 and 18 here. They still have, what, 7 games to go? So, I mean, they're what, 7, 6?
6.
6 games to go. Looking at the bullpen usage right now, Tanner Scott's toast. Tanner Scott, if I'm Mike Schild, I'm like, don't ask, don't throw. Wear your flip-flops.
Stay in the air conditioning at the hotel today.
Stay in your hotel room, bro. I don't even need you on the field. Like, we had that. We told that funny story last year about the Gabe Kapler blog when he was talking about, are we really doing things the right way in baseball? There's so much tradition. There's so much. He basically called it eyewash, right? A guy like Tanner Scott, who has thrown 44 pitches in 3 days, high leverage, he's done. He's not. Why does he have to come to the ballpark tonight?
Jake Cronenworth's probably more likely to pitch than Tanner Scott tonight.
I would say yes. I'd say that's a fair bet.
And we know how unlikely it is that Jake Cronenworth is going to pitch.
So it is funny when I think about that, you know, wouldn't that be smarter to say, bro, kick it. Kick it in the hotel room. You don't have to do anything tonight. You're not pitching. Don't worry about it. You know, come get your treatment, your running, or whatever you need to do. But you don't need to be here because we're not going to use you. Jason Adam, 35 pitches in the last three, Hoeing 33, Morejon 28, Suarez 27. He got a day off last night. I'm sure he'll be back and ready to go. Estrada, he's fresh and healthy and looking good. Yuki Matsui threw 18 last night, and Sean Reynolds is kind of lightly used. Last time he pitched was on Friday. So it's a bit dicey, but if you can get some sort of length, 6-7 innings from Joe Musgrove again,
I think Hoeing's probably available.
Yeah, he's kind of the longer...
He only threw two-thirds of an inning last night. Usually they go longer, so I'd imagine they saved him knowing they might need him, who knows, again today. I would think Joe, though, threw 75 pitches last time out, probably could have gone even a little bit more. Certainly expect him in the 80s to 90s if things go well today in Game 3 of the series. The Cardinals will be going with another right-hander, Andre Pallante, who Katie Wu said, you know, pitching well, is coming off three really pretty good starts against the Royals, the Dodgers, and the Twins. Just five runs allowed in his last three starts total. Beat the Dodgers, beat the Twins last two times out. Has had some control issues this past month, more walks this month than he's had in other months. Was in the bullpen early in the season. Padres did see him for an inning in a 3-2 loss at Petco Park on April the 3rd. But then he went into the starting rotation at the end of May and has been a fixture for the Cardinals since then. So would you make any lineup changes? If you're obviously Higashioka is going back into catch for Joe.
Well, I'm 100% putting Cronenworth back at first base.
Cronenworth back at first. He had his DH day yesterday.
Reiskin DH. Yeah, I'm doing that for
sure. Are you
sure.
Still Mason McCoy, even the right-hander? Does Tyler Wade get a start at some point?
I'm rolling Mason McCoy because his defense is miles better, and he's finding a way to get on base. He's absolutely earned. If he's healthy and ready and fresh and wants to play, and I'm sure he does. This is a 29-year-old rookie, Ben. I would keep rolling him out there.
Feels like it's been a while since Jerkson's got a day off. Is there anybody who gets off their feet in the heat and humidity?
I would hate it, but I understand. Like, it's hard because
is tomorrow maybe better. The day game.
The day game may see more of a B squad Bombers lineup tomorrow, especially if you're going for this 4-game sweep.
And they're in this pennant race. In a pennant race, but it's also like. Does it do anything for you, Ben, Paul, the fans out there? You really can't play these games like Game 7s. You just can't. You have to consider what's coming up down the road. And you have to give guys days off. As much as it sucks, you have to do it. Guys are going to need breaks, especially playing two games in a row in that place, in that dump, with that weather. Forget it, man. Like, they have to be smart about it. I'm sure they will be. But, yeah, I would assume that you're going to get some guys off your feet the next couple of days. You've already earned the series split on the road. So, yeah, man.
You got to get at least one of these, too.
Yeah,
you take three out of four, you're happy with it. But you don't want to drop both of them.
Of course.
And you've got Musgrove and King on the mound the next couple of days. You've got a chance to win all four.
You really do.
The way you're playing.
Yep, you really do.
And finish the job, and then on to Tampa Bay, and then back home, and then finally a day off on Tuesday.
And it's different. I mean, they're not fighting for their lives right now. They have a 97.1. So close. According to Fangraphs, 97.1.
A win today, they may blow right past 97.3.
Yeah, so they're 97.1% chance to make the playoffs. Do you... keep that in you're not fighting for your playoff life here. You're not the Mets. You're not the Red Sox. Like, if you're a Met star, you're not getting a day off, nor should you. This is why they pay you. You're fighting for your life. You're trying to make the playoffs, trying to get hot at the right time. But I think if you're Mike Schilt and A.J. Preller and the holistic approach of figuring it out, they do have a lot of faith in all 26 guys on the roster. I really think you have to play. You can't play like you're... going for the division. I think it's the faith they have in all of their bench players and everything else to get the job done. Man, get Solano in there, figure out a way to get him some ABs. Blue Meanie says champions don't take a day off. That's not true. That's just not true. This isn't football. It's just, you can't think that way. You don't want to burn these guys out the last 28 games going for a division. You just don't. You don't. That's why Scott's not going to throw today. That's why Suarez didn't throw last night. If you're fighting for your playoff life last night, Robert Suarez is your closer. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I agree.
It's hard to do. It's hard to rationalize, but I think you have to be smart.
But the really good teams find ways to win even when they are careful with their players.
100%. And the Padres have done that. The Padres have done that a ton this year. How many times has the bottom of the lineup guys come through? Last night was another example. I'm just telling you, like, you have to be smart about it going down the stretch. 97.1% chance of making the playoffs. Play for that, If the division falls to you and you can get it, get it. Chrome HP says no days off. It's not true. It's just not. I don't think you can manage that way. I don't. That's just
especially in an 18-game and 18-day stretch.
That's my personal opinion. You may disagree. That's absolutely fine.
After this stretch, Paulie, look at the calendar to your left. And once they get to Tuesday, how many off days are left in September? There's quite a few, right? Four more off days. So that's at least an off day a week.
One off day, most likely.
Before the playoffs. Maybe four or five, depending on right. You know, where you finish in the standings.
So. Tyler says he's torn. I feel the same way. I mean, you know.
But you'll be able to be more aggressive if you're in a pennant race in September with those off days than you can right now with 18 games in 18 days.
Correct.
And 100-degree humidity.
It's just
all right. Hang on.
You got to be a little bit careful.
What the hell's going on? I just checked FanGraphs. Our odds are now down to 96.8. What happened in the last hour?
Well, in that case, yeah, Jerson doesn't get a day off. You got to get out there.
Well, the Cubs scored in the top of the first inning in Pittsburgh. I don't know how that affected the Padres'
0.3%
playoff odds, but they took a 1-0 lead. But the reason that's interesting, little rookie of the year update, that run came off Paul Skeens.
Oh, Cubbies.
Who gave up a sharp double from Ian Happ.
Washed.
A hard ground out from Michael Bush and an RBI single from Cody Bellinger in the first inning. So he won't be throwing a shutout or a no-hitter today.
What's the score? 2-0?
1-0 Cubs in the first inning in Pittsburgh. And Skeens, they haven't shut him down, but they have given him a little extra rest. Now, I see his top pitch velocities here on the StatCast Savant. Still 99.7, 99.6. So he's still throwing hard, had four swings and misses, but has given up a run already today.
So washed right now.
And he's got to do something really spectacular at this point.
That's 1-1 now.
Doesn't matter what the offense does. Yep. It only matters what Paul Skeens does at this point. And I think Jackson Merrill has firmly taken control. Now it's up to Skeens. He's got to do something to change the narrative again. Yep. If the narrative doesn't change between now and the end of the season, Jackson Merrill's your rookie of the year.
Yep. Fair enough.
Now, if Skeens goes out and throws, you know, a no-hitter and three shutouts, he might be able to change the narrative again.
Yeah.
But right now, it belongs to Jackson Merrill.
Look, I hate being the voice of reason on this show. It's not my strong suit, but I do think they need to play smart. They will. They know what they're doing. They know what they're doing way more than I do. Way, way, way more than you do, Ben. I know it's hard for you to wrap your head around. Paulie, all of us.
I've always known that they've known more than I know.
Have you?
I think, yes, I do.
Didn't you say that you were as handsome as Tony Gwynn Jr.? I think your thinking is skewed sometimes. That's all I'm saying.
That's subjective.
Said you could beat professional golfer Steve Sakamoto.
Yes.
I'm just saying on the best day of my life.
Never.
And his worst day.
Yeah, if he breaks his leg on the first swing, you might have a chance.
All right, that's it for us today. Annie and Elston are coming up next. We have a bonus, like, extra 15 minutes tomorrow as we lead into Padres baseball. Good for
us. No roundtable, and we still get screwed.
For Paul Reindl, for Stephen Woods, for Trevor over there, thanks for stopping in studio. I'm Ben Higgins. Have a great rest of your Wednesday from all of us here at 97.3 The Fan. So long.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.